The news has come that Auckland City Council are to kickstart a project that will see the ports of Auckland moved. Many might rejoice at this idea. The eyesore of Auckland's waterfront will finally be removed and the land can be redeveloped to a beautiful green pastures. These dreams may not become a reality anytime soon, though. The ports of Auckland have preemptively released their 30-year plan, highlighting existing and future projects that will see Auckland's waterfront transformed in the meantime. I spoke with Ports of Auckland CEO Tony Gibson to find out what Aucklanders can expect from their port over the next 30 years. The Ports of Auckland have released a 30-year master plan outlining future infrastructure projects for the ports. This is coming as Auckland Council have announced that they will kickstart a project to find a new port to move the ports. So I was hoping you could sort of start by telling me a little bit about the decision to undergo these projects while the future of the location of the ports is sort of in question.
Right. Well, look, the reason, and you're right, the council has indicated they would like to undertake a study on the options around moving the port. Now, that's a big task, Harry, and that potentially can take upwards of 30 years. Mm-hmm. So we've come out with this port development plan that will cope with growth over the next 10 to 20 years. And I think what's significant about this is that the next 30 years, we're going to see another million people in Auckland, so it's probably a good idea to have a plan. And we are struggling at the moment with the freight demand around our general wharves. And look, there's been no development there since 1983. And since then, we've got all the cement has moved from Onehunga. Another cement silo's moved from Wynyard Quarter. We've had a tripling of car imports over the last 3 years. And we've also had 24% increase in car import and the Pacific Island trade.
Mm. So, what are some of the big infrastructure changes that you can be expecting here?
Well, the big one is firstly, you'll be aware of our plans around the container terminal with robotics, and that will provide us with nearly double the capacity. So we're okay there. But what we are going to do, and that's in close dialogue with the public. We've had a number of focus groups talking about, the way Ports of Auckland could look and integrate better into the community. Mm. We are actually going to build a car storage facility on the wharf and effectively take away what people consider to be the eyesore of Auckland. And what's really important about that is that down that end of town, we are lacking green spaces. So we've five floors of car parks, but there'll be a sixth floor, which is a green space, public space, and that will be 1 hectare. So that, I think, is significant in the sense that people can get access onto the port in a nice way. And then the other part is that we will be building a wharf structure at the end of Bledisloe, again, to cope with increased demand around cars.
Yeah, so has aesthetics been a big part of this plan? I mean, Aucklanders definitely love to complain about what the ports look like. In terms of the design of this car park, has there been much thought put into that?
Oh, very much so. I mean, look, we've had some smart people actually look at all the concept drawings, all the design of the buildings. And the reason we've done that, and certainly the feedback we've got from Aucklanders, look, we don't like the look and feel of it, so do something about it. So we listened, and what we've come up with is buildings which are iconic in nature, and if and when we do move, they're left as a legacy. They're not left as a sort of sunken asset which can't be used.
Mm. In terms of the ports moving, mm-hmm. could you speculate on any particular area that would serve well for the ports of Auckland?
No, and I don't think it's good for us to. What we've said is that the port future study, which was done about a year ago, said that there is the potential for Auckland to outgrow its current footprint, and therefore it would be wise council to look at what are the other options. So I think it is wise council, and we don't mind moving on the basis that we can still support, from a supply chain perspective, the Auckland region.
Mm, so when will these changes in the ports be sort of kickstarting?
Well, we're going through a consultation process. We've left it open how long that consultation process will be, so Aucklanders have got an opportunity to have their say. We've got a microsite which covers all the projects we've got planned and need consenting, and it's Aucklanders' opportunity to have their say and give input into what that 30-year final development plan would look like before we present it finally to council.
Mm, and when will that be?
Well, we're probably thinking around the first quarter next year. I guess there'll be a time when you'll see traffic flowing into that microsite slow down. So that's probably the time that we take stock of the suggestions and develop the plan further.
Around, you know, up to 8,000 or 10,000.
Shit. The Wire.